The Utah Jazz win their 10th game in 11 tries with a dominating defensive performance. Rudy Gobert was absolutely fabulous. Kemba puts on a show late that was irrelevant, but big and impressive. And the Jazz roll to a blowout win. Postcast is next. Postcast is brought to you by The Store at 600 South and 20th East. Stop by, enjoy all the local good deals, as well as the great meat section in the back, and find out and get the comfort of The Store at 600 South and 20th East. Jazz win it 111-102. And Ron, the headline for the second half will be Kemba Walker's 47 points tonight as he put on a show late in the ballgame. But the story of the first half of this game, and maybe the first three quarters, the Jazz defense was just stifling.
Well, they directed the Hornets into where they wanted them to go. They couldn't score. Rudy protected the rim. They couldn't get to the rim. So everything worked in the favor of what the Jazz were trying to make happen out there on the floor. Kemba came out of the second half and just was more offensive-minded, just trying to work his way to the basket. A lot of that came, and at least his rhythm came when Rudy was off the floor.
Rudy Gobert's presence tonight, it's hard to explain all the areas, but one of the things, the Hornets didn't make any threes, so a little bit of that's luck. They were 1 of 21 at one point of the game, but it was a lot of that. Once again, you see Rudy just altering and warping a shot chart, that they are getting into the paint, they can't take the shot they want to take, then they kick it out, guys are now shooting in unnatural spots, and in turn, they're not making their shots.
Well, and you could see that the defensive assignments that were out there on the floor, they were able to get that done. And again, you just mentioned Rudy controlled whatever they were trying to do at the rim. But the most important thing, I think, is that when Rudy was off the floor, that's when the Hornets were able to get something done. And you know, Epe is not Rudy. And with the Jazz being shorthanded and Derek Favors being out, you know, there's just – it was something different than what we've seen, and it was something different as far as the combinations being put out there on the floor for the Jazz tonight.
Rudy Gobert, 18 points, 18 rebounds, plus 22 on the night. The other aspect of this one was the offense early. Rudy Gobert was a huge offensive force, slipping the picks. Then it fell apart, and then Ricky Rubio got them going.
Well, and then there was a zone from time to time, you know, something else that the Jazz had to deal with. I haven't seen a lot of zones in the last couple of years, but this year, maybe a little bit more this year, but the last couple of years I haven't seen teams. So when teams start to go into a zone, they're getting desperate. And they're just trying to do something different out there on the floor, just try to confuse you and slow things down.
Jazz took 16 corner threes tonight, which is the ultimate sign the offense is working. If they're not getting it at the rim, they get it at the corner, on the corner threes, and that's what they got tonight. They hit 8 of 16. They also had a ton of shots at the rim tonight as well. As Rudy was on his way to 18 points and 18 rebounds. The game got a little hairy there for a while because they, without Korver, without Favors, there was no score in the second unit. Rubio came back in the game, and Rubio had one of his better games of the year.
Yeah, Rubio, he really looked good. I mean, he was breaking the defense down. He was getting into the paint, distributing the basketball, ended up with 13 assists. Season high was 14, just one off his season. I think his career high is like 19. But you heard Donovan say in the post game that Rubio makes things go out there on the floor, and missed a couple of layups, but, you know, who cares? He's still that player from that guard position, from the point guard position, that make the Jazz a much better basketball team.
Well, it's interesting how things work. Ricky Rubio tonight had 20 points, 13 assists, and yet all the comments on our line are about whether Kemba Walker should sign with the Jazz as a free agent in the offseason. So the Jazz fans generally were lured into loving the 47-point outburst by Kemba Walker. I'm not sure. I guess if Rubio goes somewhere else in free agency and you go for Kemba, I'm not sure. I do think Donovan having a second scorer would be nice, but I'm not sure that that's the backcourt answer for the Jazz. That gets pretty small, and that's a lot of possessions out of those two guys.
Yeah, the ball dominance that he has is probably too much to be in the backcourt with Donovan. I mean, now you get to the point where you got Portland Trailblazers all over. So what do you do with Rudy? What do you do with Joe Ingles? You know, Joe is not just a complimentary player anymore. I mean, he's the culture of this basketball team.
It's an interesting question, and how you fit in and what this team needs next. But I don't think it's really the focus right now with five games left, and trying to get maybe that four spot. They'll give Portland credit. They just continue to find ways to carve out wins and put themselves in a good position. There. The Jazz tonight Another big three-point shooting night. The second half of the season, this team has just gotten three. When we play teams that are at all flawed defensively, the offense just gets whatever they want.
Yeah. We got five games to go here, and Jazz going to have to play all five ball games. You know, sometimes at the end of the year, you get to the point where you're trying to prepare yourself for the playoffs, making sure guys are healthy and getting plenty of rest. That's not the luxury that the Jazz have right now, because they're trying to get that seed, the seed that they want in order to get home court advantage.
All right. Well, Donovan Mitchell, by the way, tonight 25 points, 5 assists, 4 steals tonight. He seemed very pedestrian tonight, and yet he finishes with 25, which might be a statement of how good he's getting. Here's your geeky note of the night. With the 47th win of the year, Donovan Mitchell is a second-year wing or guard without a second scorer. Okay? Right? There's no second scorer on this team. Has now won as many games as any second-year player in that scenario ever has in the NBA in the last 30 years. Carmelo Anthony won 47 in Denver. LeBron won 45 in Cleveland. And Vince Carter won 41 in Detroit won 40. Rudy is obviously a star, but not a good offensive player, but not another offensive release the way that Dwayne Wade had Shaq. Kevin Johnson had Tom Chambers and Eddie Johnson. Penny Hardaway had Shaq. This is a different burden, and Donovan is carrying it in remarkable fashion.
He really is, and he should break that. I mean, he should tack on maybe 3 or 4 more wins to that and be the all-time leader, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a made-up lock stat, but it's an interesting concept of what Donovan has been able to achieve as the primary guy on this roster. All right, Jazz win it tonight by the final score of 111-102. Have a good night and be safe.